Okay, in the middle of this stimulating discussion, because we're so far over schedule, we had affiliate call-in scheduled for 3:30, because we were originally supposed to start a couple hours ago in open session. We have an affiliate.
Four.
We have an affiliate calling in from whom we'd like to hear. So we will resume on this subject in a few moments. Otis? Hi, affiliate. Who are you?
Hi, this is Norman Stockwell at WORT-FM in Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks for taking our call.
Thank you. This is Summer Reese, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. Thank you for talking to us. You've got the board here and members of the public, and it's your time.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I called in basically at Heather's request, and I will tell you a little bit about our station and our connection to Pacifica. We first started airing Pacifica programming back in the mid-80s, before an affiliates program even existed. We aired the Iran-Contra hearings in their entirety, the Clarence Thomas hearings, and we've been very proud members and supporters of Pacifica for many, many years. Our station is a community radio station here in Madison, Wisconsin. We cover about a 50-mile radius, have about 36,000 listeners, over 300 volunteers, and we've been on the air since 1975. We worked with other affiliate stations during the struggles back in the late 90s and early 2000s, and we're very happy to see the Pacifica Affiliates program be rebuilt in the way it was, and I want to voice a strong voice of support for Ursula Rudenberg and her fine work in keeping that program going with all of us, providing us with things as we need them in terms of support. The development of AudioPort, I think, has been very important for all the affiliate stations to be able to share and access programming using new technologies. And I want to speak strongly in favor of some of the national programming that Pacifica has done and continues to do about important issues of our time. We, of course, are also very happy with Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News as regular sources of programming on our station. We also use some other programs that are on AudioPort, like Making Contact and This Way Out, and we appreciate Pacifica as a network of community radio around the country and now around the world, being a source of independent information for people across the United States, and we want to, you know, support that and help in any way we can. So glad to be on this call and be talking with all of you today.
Thank you so much, Norman, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from any of the board members?
What is the name of the station?
Okay, could you please repeat the name of your station?
Yeah, it's WORT.
Madison, Wisconsin, right?
Madison, Wisconsin, that's correct.
Okay, and what's your last name, Norman?
Stockwell.
Stockwell, okay, thank you so much. We have a couple of questions from board members. I have Teresa Allen and then Campbell Johnson.
I just want to commend WORT on your support of the Grassroots Radio Conference, which provides an opportunity for our over 170 affiliates and our sister stations to get together and collaborate, because it's always a, you know, puts everyone in a positive light when they can see what we have in common rather than our differences and work on it. I also want to commend you for the coverage of what has happened in the state capitol and in Wisconsin this past year, with parades in Madison, Wisconsin, of farmers on tractors and covering that popular uprising and people standing up for their rights in Wisconsin. We really commend you for that. Great coverage.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Campbell Johnson?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and I certainly commend you as well for those outstanding actions. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't know much about our affiliate network and the excellent work that's being done in regard to that, and I certainly appreciate your commendation of Ursula Rudenberg for her tremendous contributions over the years. I was wondering if you had now this is a time when I should have called beforehand. We should have had a conversation. But do you make much use of AudioPort?
Well, we do, and we use it, our station, because, as I said, we have 300 volunteers and we have sort of people, you know, chomping at the bit for airtime. We don't take much programming that's not produced right here in the station by, local volunteers, you know, putting out their music, news, and information shows. But when we do need something, AudioPort is the first place that we turn, and, we really appreciate it being there and the variety of, material that's available, both, you know, short little bits as well as longer, full programs. We have, over the years used a number of different programs from AudioPort, and I think it's a really useful, service. It's only gotten better with the restructuring and revamping of the web interface, and I think that it's a great service to all the stations. You mentioned all of the different stations, and I do also want to, give a shout out to all the other affiliate stations that have participated in the Sprouts program, which I think is a wonderful way to showcase the work that goes on in all of our individual local stations to be able to share that with a national audience. And that, of course, is also distributed through AudioPort, and again with a lot of effort by Ursula to keep that thing going. That's something that came out of the struggles, and it was one of the things that we as affiliate stations asked for, was a way that the Pacifica Network could share and showcase the programming at local stations, and we're very pleased with the way it's developed into the Sprouts program.
Thank you. If I can just follow up one bit, have you had occasion to put any programming up on AudioPort yourself?
Well, I mean, I've put a couple of little things up there myself. We also have participated in the production of pieces that have gone there, including the documentary about the Wisconsin struggles that was distributed nationally by Pacifica last April, which we appreciate very much. The This Is What Democracy Looks Like, hour-long documentary that was produced by our station working together with Workers Independent News.
I think you have some fans here, Norman. And I'd also like to give Heather an opportunity if you had anything that you wanted to touch on that we haven't addressed at this point.
Oh, well, thanks, Kevin.
Grab a mic, please, Heather, so they can hear you on the stream. Thank you.
No, Norm, I think you've covered so much already. Thank you so much. I know that you're also quite involved with international radio as well. Is that right?
I mean, I personally also work with AMARC, the World Association of Community Broadcasters, and all of us around the world look to Pacifica as an example, Pacifica being one of the oldest community radio networks in the world. There is, of course, Bolivian tin miners as well that started around the same time. But Pacifica is a shining example and is really highly regarded by community stations elsewhere around the globe as well for its longevity and for its commitment and mission.
Bella, please have some courtesy to the person calling in. Thank you. We have other calls on the line.
Wonderful. Norm, thank you so much for calling in. We so appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you very much. Pleased to participate.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Stockwell. We appreciate your spending your time with us. Have a great afternoon. Okay. And who's the new affiliate gentle person I have on the phone? With whom am I speaking?
Already?
Is there someone there? Maybe.
Good afternoon. Do we have a caller on the line?
I got it, Campbell.
Okay.
Okay. I think we may have lost that person. Is there anybody on? Hello. Is there anyone on the line?
Hello.
I'm sure if there's somebody there, they're gonna murmur back at us. All right. Hello. Hello.
I just made it in.
Hi, this is Summer Reese, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. You're addressing the whole board. With whom are we speaking, please?
Jeremy in Peoria, Illinois, W-A-Z-U.
W-A-Z-U in Peoria, Illinois. Jeremy, what's your last name, Jeremy?
Steininger.
Okay, thank you. Well, please tell us something about your wonderful affiliate station and your relationship with Pacifica. You're talking to the whole national board and many members of the public here.
Oh, dear.
And it's streaming live on the internet worldwide, so don't get nervous.
There wasn't anything about all this in the email I got.
It's okay. Just
I have no prepared comments.
It's a nice telephone call in the dark. Never mind all these people listening. All right.
Hello?
Tell us something about your station, please.
WERU.
WERU.
Yes.
Please tell us something about your station, if you would, and your.
We're on the coast of Maine. We're an affiliate station, and wanted to call in and just say a couple quick words. We're having a transmitter problem, so I only have a couple of minutes. But I wanted to call in and say just a couple of things.
I'm here. Otis, you're saying we have two people on at the same time? Who is the second person to whom we're speaking?
W-E-R-U.
Bella?
W-E-R-U in Maine.
I got W-E-R-U in Maine. What is the gentleman's name?
Matt Murphy.
Matt Murphy, thank you. There's so many people trying to facilitate this for us. Thank you, Matt. Okay, please. It's your time.
Oh, okay, well, the first thing I wanted to say was, as I always do when I talk to someone from Pacifica, is three cheers for Ursula. She's done a fabulous job helping to keep us a very happy affiliate in recent years, particularly. Our main concern is making sure that great programming keeps coming from Pacifica. We'd love to see a little more money going FSRN's way to keep them good. We have voluntarily increased our amount for FSRN. Also, as we did, I believe, for Democracy Now! As well, we are very interested in the future of the affiliate program, if there's possibility in the future of some sort of the affiliation of the affiliates program doing something for solidarity between other stations in terms of possibly some kind of a portal for the listeners and volunteers and staff of affiliate stations to not only communicate with each other but have solidarity with each other through sharing programming, sharing information, and just for listeners having another place to check out what other community radio stations are doing for a sense of solidarity. So we're a happy affiliate. Whatever work the task force is doing, we're been happy with Ursula and the services and the programming we've been getting for several years. So unless there was a question for me, I need to get back to working on a broken transmitter on a cold night.
We hear you. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you get your transmitter situation fixed very quickly. We completely relate to that. I think we have one board member with a question, if you have just a moment before you leave us.
Well, Matt, I want to thank you. This is Teresa Allen. I met you, I believe, at the Grassroots Radio Conference in Santa Barbara. And I just want to commend you for your work. And if I'm ever in Maine, I certainly would want to visit your station because I think it would be exciting to see. I did want to ask a question about from Jeremy, if he's still on the line, from Peoria, Illinois. I know that when I go across Illinois, there are huge areas of the highway where all I can reach are hard right stations that are telling me I'm going to hell. I want you to talk about what it's like to have a station in rural Illinois and what it's like.
If I may, just to triage things, Matt, we can let you go deal with your transmitter on a cold Maine night, and we can go. She's asking someone else, Bella. I will continue to conduct the meeting, but thank you. Matt, thank you so much for joining us, and I believe that question was directed to Jeremy.
Okay, I'm still here. I was happy to yield to Matt and to go into this transfer. To answer Teresa, I am in Peoria, Illinois, which is a metropolitan area. It's a TV market, so I wouldn't really call this a rural area. My 500 watts gives me about 200,000 people in my 1 millivolt per meter. You can't neatly package this station
into any of your preconceived notions of community radio. I started out by putting in my application on my own. Some of you may be familiar with the book Sex and Broadcasting. Well, I read that a long time ago, and I followed the instructions, and after a nine-year wait, I got a construction permit, but that was during the bad economic time. I was one of the group of 64, I don't forget what the number is, but I was one of the first groups that got my CP before the new filing window. Peoria is a very conservative town. Caterpillar, Cat Incorporated, the manufacturer's world headquarters here, and a lot of their manufacturing is done here. I went out and I wrote my business plan and went out and tried to shop it around, and
I got called a little while ago asking to call into the Pacifica board meeting to some good words about our personal reasons.
I'm sorry. Do I have another person?
Should I pop
online?
Forward?
Great. Yes, you're right. And audio board.
Matt? Hello? Jeremy, we're having severe interference, as you can tell.
Yeah. Should I plow forward?
Jeremy, can you call back in, please, and we'll drop the other line, and that way we'll have a clean line?
Okay, I will.
You're there! Whoa, Jeremy?
Yes.
Don't go away.
I heard you yelling.
It's gone.
Okay. And I finally ended up, my through a friend, my business plan got into the hands of the president of the local community college, and he thought it was a good idea, but because of the FCC rules about consolidation and everything, I kind of used that all to my advantage and entered into a time brokerage agreement with the community college. So they pick up all the bills. They sort of incubated the station, and I am running off their money at the moment. I use Pacifica almost exclusively for just about everything that's on the air except for local programs, audio port. I would also echo what was said about Ursula. It's very helpful in facilitating things. Just because my station is paid for and housed at a community college doesn't mean there's a lot of students. There's not. There's a few student workers. There aren't. It is not college radio. And mostly it's just going under the radar. A lot of people don't know that the station is out there. I'm trying to market it as best I can. But I don't really have a budget for extra marketing or that kind. And the only rule or conservative blowback I get is people, I get forwarded messages about the station that are sent to the college's board of trustees, and there's the occasional, I'm mad that my tax dollars are paying for this, I find this horrible, these are horrible programs, these are radical programs, that kind of thing. So I take that as I'm just doing a good job. And when they do pinpoint something in particular, when I go back and listen to it, it's not near the end of the world saga that they painted in their email. Does that kind of answer your question, Teresa?
Yes, it does, but I still think of you as somewhat rural, or at least suburban. But, I mean, your station, when you started it, I mean, when was your station licensed?
At the end of the CP period. I've forgotten now. 2010. June 2010.
So when most stations got their licenses like 40, 50 years ago, you were a rural area, and then the FCC opened a window of opportunity for you to get a full license, correct? So that your area had grown. And so in many ways, it is not as developed as some say New York City or Tampa, you know, WMNF or some of these other more, you know, heavily dense populations that are serving communities. So you really have a smaller pool to reach to. And I mean, to me, that's what I confront when I'm driving through these areas, because so many of these licenses are, you know, you drive down the highway through these areas and it's either fundamentalist, you know, Christian right stations, or, you know, just much more, you know, or commercial stations. So there's very limited choice of what you have. So you are a true community radio station, and you're just right out there on the front line of telling people, you know, showing people what community radio can be.
I'm certainly trying to. I'm certainly providing the programming of a community radio station. I don't feel that I have the backing of the community quite yet. I don't have enough community involvement yet, I would say. It's kind of it's because of the situation I'm in, where I was the lone guy working to get the permit, and then I had to make a deal with the college. So a lot of people that might be interested in radio stay away from it because it's associated with the college, mm-hmm. and a lot of people at the college stay away from it because, well, they didn't really want a radio station.
So tell us how we can best help you. How can we
help you? Gosh, I don't know. Me personally, I don't know. I don't warrant any special treatment. keep doing what we're doing. The best thing. I mean, you're providing the programming for a lot of things, a lot of the airtime, and I even still do a simulcast with KZGM from Kabul, Missouri, for part of the day, for part of the morning, because I think it's a really good example of community radio, and I'm friends with the people down there.
Jeremy.
And it helps us get things going.
Jeremy, we have another board member who has questions, Campbell Johnson.
Thank you, Jeremy. And, you know, we are going to be surveying our affiliates very soon to find out and to explore with you ways in which we can help you in a very progressive fashion to be able to reach more people, engage, involve more people, and get the real true news out to more people in this country. One of the things that we certainly appreciate about your involvement and engagement is the number of volunteers that you're able to bring into your station and all. And we hope that we can, Pacifica, the network stations, can help add some leverage to your efforts and to strengthen these efforts, and also, dare I say, even in these times of fiscal austerity, where we can maybe help bring a few bucks around the station too, to do some, you know, upgrade your equipment, to expand your reach and broadcast, and other things of that sort. Now, I don't want to get you excited, okay? I don't have bushel baskets of money here right beside me or anything, but I do want to mention that, you know, for folks who aren't familiar, that we do audio port, we have internet streaming access, we have KU program distribution centers, a variety of things that are going both ways, so it's an interactive mutual benefit society, so to speak. And I certainly just thank you for your participation. And I was just wondering if you had anything, maybe a parting comment or two, maybe our chair might have a question or so, but something that you would like to share with our board and with the public that's come here in LA to be with us.
KPFTX, go to KPFTX for live stream.
Thank you, Bella.
No one mentions it. Like,
well, because we're on somebody else's time right now. Somebody is calling in, and courtesy usually. Sorry, Jeremy.
I could. My final comment would be that what I could see being very useful is some technical support in the studio operations. And by that I mean ready to go software to help run the station, not only for automation or live assist type in the studio, but putting together these software packages that are open source and that we could download and put on the computer and be halfway there and sort of integrate the gathering of shows via an RSS feed from AudioPort and making sure that those shows are put together nicely so that you can localize and customize. And I could go on about that for hours, but that would be my comment and my desire to see something out of helpful local affiliates.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. Sure appreciate it. And I expect our chair might want to wish you well as well.
Thank you, Jeremy. Yes, I did wonder, Campbell had asked this of a previous caller, just how much of your programming do you derive from the use of our AudioPort system as an affiliate?
I don't have an exact number.
Well, not an exact number, but, I mean, do you use quite a lot of it in terms of filling out your program schedule?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It's been all programs from AudioPort for about the last 6 hours.
Wow. Okay, great. Well, we're very happy to hear you utilize it so thoroughly. We have one other member who had a question, Alex Steinberg.
I was just looking at your website, and I'm impressed by the programming schedule, and I do wish to note that a number of the programs originate at WBAI, which is the station I represent. Of course, we have a bunch of programs originating from other Pacifica venues, and I notice you have a lot of what looks like local programming as well. So it looks like a very nice mix to me. Congratulations.
Thank you. I've worked really hard on the schedule, and yes, a lot of it does come from WBAI and the other stations. It's not a completely up-to-date schedule. There are additions of background briefing, and thank you, WBAI, for finally putting economic update on AudioPort. Now I just have to find a good place to run it. I would encourage all of the big Pacifica stations to look and see what other really good programs you might have that could be shared. Economic Update had been going for a year before it was shared, and I could see where you might want to shake out some problems on a local level first, but there's probably more hidden gems out there.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. Could you go ahead and tell us your call letters again in Peoria, Illinois?
WAZU.
Wazoo. All right, Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us today. The board really appreciates hearing from our affiliate stations, and I know the public does as well, and keep up the good work.
Raw background briefing is a fascist.
Thank you. Okay, I've got my next caller. This is Summer Reese, chair of the Pacifica National Board. To whom are we speaking? You're addressing the entire National Board as well as members of the public.
This is Matt Murphy from WERU again. I lost my connection on the side of a little mountain where our transmitter is.
We heard you, Matt. It sounded like you were trekking through the snow.
Yeah, it did, and that signal was weak until I got out of the woods. So I wanted to also just follow up, if I could, that we're thrilled with AudioPort. We think our program director, that's the best thing he's seen for out of Pacifica. He just loves it, and you know, it's an essential thing to us as an affiliate now. So, and there was a question I didn't answer about being a rural station.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Matt. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
In terms of the window on the world, as you might have a window on what's going on, we are the progressive voice. The programming we get from Pacifica, it really is essential for our reputation amongst our listeners in the community for how solid we are for bringing them information they don't hear anywhere else. So I want to thank everyone at Pacifica for doing that for us, and again a special thanks to Ursula for being so good to us over the years. But Pacifica is an essential part of what we are, so thank you very much all.
Thank you, Matt. And what, not a number, but is a lot of your program schedule comprised of programming from the audio port?
Our overnight schedule, late night and overnight schedule, is almost exclusively from audio port. And then during the day we have Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News, and then I have another block before Democracy Now!, an hour-long block of shows that's a mix of local and national public affairs. And there's... so we have, a good deal, and we have Democracy Now! On twice a day, like I said, our reputation is really, for our national programming, is really solidly appreciated by the community, and we wouldn't be doing it without being a Pacifica affiliate.
Thank you. We're so glad to hear that we're able to help impact local communities like that. Are there any other questions from board members for Matt? Okay, Matt. Oh, we've got one.
All
Teresa,
right.
Teresa
one
Allen.
One quick question, Matt. Do the archives premiums help you at all? And do you feel that Pacifica's programming helps you with fundraising?
We don't do premiums, I can't comment on the premiums from the archives. We don't do any premiums. From anywhere. And in terms of fundraising, we have all the great diversity of music and cultural programming, and from Pacifica, the informational program, public affairs and news that we don't get from anywhere else, and it really is very, very helpful, for fundraising in terms of, again, our reputation as being that, voice in the wilderness, and we are rural, so I guess it really is a voice in the wilderness. And that's a really important part of why people support the station. Yes, we very often commonly when people call in, they say, "Boy, you guys bring us this great stuff that we don't hear anywhere else. This is why we're supporting the station." So, the fact that we're an affiliate really has a lot to do with how beloved and valued we are in the community.
Thank you, Matt. We got one more question from Heather Gray.
Hi, Matt. This is Heather, as someone was
Heather.
Saying. I just wanted to ask, do you all have any special plans for this election year in your station?
Well, in terms of, we do some, locally we're doing some special candidates and issues forums. And then we do feel that we do get a lot of, from FSRN and Democracy Now!, we get some really great coverage that we get praised for. So if people... when we have our open mic program, public affairs open mic program, people are always commenting on the importance of the national programming we bring. So we're doing the combination of doing what we're doing with Pacifica programming that really, really does address the national issues well for us, and then our covering, as a part of our local mission, really covering local politics.
Thank you so much, Matt. For the sake of the listeners, could you just tell us your call letters there again and what city in Maine you're in?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Matt. I'll take this call, and just for the sake of the public, you won't be shorted on your time at all. Just hang tight with us, please. This is Summer Reese, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. With whom are we speaking?
This is Aaron Overhall.
Hi, Aaron. What are your call letters, and what city are you calling from?
I am an internet radio station. I am from Knoxville, Tennessee. Detour Talk.
Awesome. I've been to Knoxville. Okay, you're addressing the Pacifica National Board of Directors and members of the public here in Los Angeles. Please tell us something about your internet radio station and how you use the affiliates program and AudioPort.
Our internet radio station it focuses on the entire world, but it also focuses primarily to the East Tennessee area, which is traditionally conservative, but we do have a minority of liberal thinking people. So we've been able to use Pacifica's programming, particularly what's available on AudioPort and outside of AudioPort, to really put together an excellent talk station that appeals to our minority group of people here, and it's been very interesting to see, people from this traditionally conservative area begin to listen to the radio station online, and hopefully in the future when there is an LPFM window that we could take advantage of, we want to get on the air, but for now we're good online, and Pacifica has really helped us to achieve that by providing a very stable audio port server. The Pacifica KU archives really do help us as well for things that aren't posted to the audio port, and we also have utilized the KU left and right channels streaming online for many of the things that we do. So Pacifica has really helped us and enabled us to make our station, basically. I mean, we haven't been able to attract, nor do we have the facilities at the present time to attract a local group of people to do this, but this has definitely given us a starting base, and we really do appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm sorry, did I hear something from out there? Okay. All right. Thank you, Bella. Thank you. Let me see if there are members of the board who have questions. Okay. How long have you been doing this, your internet radio station? What is it called, since it doesn't have call letters the way traditional terrestrial radio?
It's called The Detour. We've been doing this now since 2005.
The Detour.
So, yes. The station is called Detour Talk. It's a network of four separate radio stations, but the one that uses the primarily most of the Pacifica programming is our station called Detour Talk.
Detour Talk. I'm sorry. Tell me your name again, please.
My name is Aaron. Aaron Overall. A-A-R-O-N.
Aaron Overall. All right. Ali Lexa has a question for you.
Sure.
Hi, Aaron. This is Ali from KPFK in Los Angeles. I'm looking at your site. I am familiar with your station. I just wanted to ask you about your funding model. I noticed you have a lot of PayPal links on your site with pre-designated donation amounts. Can you tell us how well that's working for you, and if you have any other models for funding?
Not very well, actually. I mean, we try to attract donors through PSAs and whatnot. We run on the station, and that has helped us to get a little bit more of a contribution, more contributions than we had buried deep within the website. It used to be where you had to click two or three times to find the donate links, but now we've actually put it very prominently on the front on almost every single page on the site. And it has helped attract a few donors, but we honestly don't make that much at all as far as donations, and I wish we did, but it's pretty much still a self-funded kind of thing for a few people that believe in this.
Thank you. Any other questions for Aaron? Okay, we've got Revelin Gold.
Hi, good afternoon. Is this on?
Louder into the mic.
The mic has to come on. Thank you. All right. I just wondered, what is your, because I see you said that you had been going on since 1995, and I just wondered, what is your vision for the future? I mean, for 2005, because that's like 7 years, and what is your vision for the future with your station? Or is internet comfortable for you at this point? I am from WPFW in Washington, D.C.
The internet is actually very comfortable for us at the present time, just due to the expenditures that it's not very expensive for us at the present time. We also haven't actually had the opportunity to get an LPFM station. We have run a network of Part 15 transmitters in the past, but that was just so much work to maintain that, and you couldn't really hear very, very far, that we primarily focused online. And we've been able to get into prominent directories such as iTunes Radio, Windows Media Guide, and some other directories online, to where our station has actually grown in popularity outside of the East Tennessee area. But we, as far as bringing the station locally, we go to various events. We've been to the Blue Plum Festival in Johnson City, Tennessee, and we set up a booth there, and we'll do live events through the internet. You're right, it has been going on since 2005, and I wish there had been more growth, but I think we're providing more of a service to people versus trying to really grow. I don't know if there's much room to grow because we're in East Tennessee, but I think that we are providing a valuable service to those that appreciate it, and I don't know like I said, I don't know if there's any opportunity to grow, really. I hope there is, but I haven't seen it in the past few years. But that hasn't stopped us, so.
Yeah, that's what I see, and just congratulations, because, you know, you're strong and solid, and just keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Aaron, for joining us. And
May I have just one more thing, and then I'll be finished?
Oh, of course. Please, by all means.
I just wanted to also thank Pacifica for being very reasonable with the affiliate fees with us. They've been willing to work with us for quite some time now, and we've tried to up our our affiliate fee schedule with them, but they've been very generous in letting us pay on a monthly basis, and also enabling us to pay as our donations come in. So we really wanted to thank Pacifica for also working with us financially, you know, to where we can provide this service to this community, but also still make it affordable for our own selves. So.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Aaron. It's really good to get feedback on how it's going with the affiliates program. And thank you for utilizing our programming from AudioPort and for calling in today and letting us know how it's working for you, especially in your internet platform. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Okay, very good.
Madam Chair?
Campbell.
Yes, thank you so much. This is certainly an opportunity. We've had more persons who've been able to call in today than we, in my history, have had at our meetings. And I would particularly like to thank Otis McKay and John Amalek.
It's Otis McLay and John Almella.
Almella, goodness, John.
Yeah.
Because this is not necessarily an easy thing to do, and they've been able to put this together in addition to following us all around the hotel with all of this high-tech equipment and everything, and making sure that we can be heard by each other, heard on the stream, and be able to have the public share with us at this time. Thank you so much, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Campbell. And, yes, and I'd also like to thank Heather Gray, Afia Wangaza, Ursula Rudenberg, everyone involved with affiliates who in any way participated and helped facilitate this. This was more robust. We did have several people call in. Thank you so much. It really is nice to hear from them. It's nice to find out what's going on and how people are using the programming. Otherwise, it's kind of just ephemeral.